This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's against two NFL games. I got a letter from the NFL saying, this is ridiculous. Why are the debates against? Because the NFL doesn't want to go against the debates because the debates are going to be pretty massive from what I understand.
Donald Trump not happy with the NFL scheduling games during two of the three debates he's going to have with Hillary Clinton. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney here on America Tonight. So we're through Philadelphia. We're through Cleveland, and now, as I keep saying all along, to me, it's about those debates. I think the debates really will have an effect on this election somewhat, because so many will be watching, I think, unless they're watching football. And I totally get the football thing with my passion for the NFL, but just as passionate about who's going to be the next president. So the presidential debates, who was the fool that put those up? The presidential debates going up against the NFL. Two games, one pretty strong, the Sunday night game. But, boy, the NFL, first of all, is denying that they sent, you know, that they're sending Donald Trump any letter over the debates, which he says they sent. And then the rest of the pushback is over, well, who would have scheduled this? Why wouldn't they just schedule them on a Tuesday, midweek? Didn't it used to be that's when the debates were? I don't know. You just would think. And, you know, what an NFL spokesperson tweeted out is, we obviously wish that they had scheduled something on a different night, saying that the debate commission could find another night because the NFL had its schedule out. But two games. Crazy. You think about the Democrats and the Saturday night debates that were lame, and now debates and the NFL. Anyway, that's where we're at. Talking about what's next on the road with these candidates, because you've got the VPs and the two nominees, which we knew, and then controversy swirling around the head of Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. Donald Trump's wife, Melania, some say being maligned because there was a picture of her nude. A nude picture of her came up, and it was on the, it was in the New York Daily News. So, is it a dig? Is it fair game to have X-rated, it's New York Post, is it fair to have X-rated photos of Melania Trump in the paper? The New York Post said, Melania Trump like you've never seen her before. The photos were taken long before Trump had ever hooked up with his wife. And they, a subheadline said, Donald Trump thinks his wife will be a model first lady, and here's the proof. And she's definitely nude. I mean, she's full-on nude. And this was all over Twitter, all over the New York Post. And I don't know, does this shake anyone up to the point of they wouldn't vote for Donald Trump? I mean, there you go. If his wife posed nude before they knew each other, years before they knew each other, does that have an effect on the way you feel about her as the first lady? And will it affect the way that you vote? There's a great question. 855-266-5283. Let me fling out the digits right at the top. 855-266-5283. So in the meantime, Trump isn't so much talking about that. He sparked some backlash after he attacked the parents of a Muslim army captain who spoke at the Democratic convention last week. See, here's the thing where, why hit that third rail? I don't get it. It's because it's not going to, I don't know. It's, to me, it doesn't push him over the top with anyone. So why would he even go there? But this is what the scoop is, in case you don't know it. Well, who we're talking about, first of all, is Trump. The critics are really questioning whether Trump had the empathy and understanding to be president, because he questioned why the mourning mother, mourning Ghazala Khan, why she stayed silent during her husband's Thursday night address. So the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell praised Captain Khan's sacrifice, saying Captain Khan was an American hero, and like all Americans, I'm grateful for the sacrifices that selfless young men like Captain Khan and their families have made on the war on terror. All Americans should value the patriotic service of patriots who volunteer to selflessly defend us in the armed services. Then you had Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the House, who threw in his two cents and said, America's greatness is built on the principles of liberty and preserved by the men and women who wear the uniform to defend it. So here's what the deal is. Many Muslim Americans have served, and Paul Ryan said that, valiantly in our military, made the ultimate sacrifice. Captain Khan was one brave example. His sacrifice and that of Khazir and Ghazala Khan should be honored, period. And then former Florida Governor Jeb Bush said, this is so incredibly disrespectful of a family that endured the ultimate sacrifice for the country. So now you get where this is. It's the fact that Donald Trump took a swing at him, and this guy served and gave his life. And this is, you're talking about a Gold Star mother, too, by the way. So, that's the problem. He was killed by a suicide bomber in Iraq in 2004. But Trump is disputing the criticism of what he's had to say. He's like, look, I've made a lot of sacrifices. I work hard. I've created thousands and thousands of jobs. So there's been like all this outrage all over the place over what he had to say about this soldier. Ugh. I go there again. So unnecessary. Why would he even go in that direction? I have really no idea. Fair game on this show. I don't care if you're left of left, right of right, or somewhere in between. Now's the time to sound off at 855-266-5283. Again, the digits 855-266-5283. We're back, we're live, and we're rocking here on America Tonight. See you in a few.
Considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The problem I have is with a hypocrite who, on one hand, takes gobs of money from the places that she then turns around and claims that she's working against. It's all just a big fraud.
Yeah, talking about Hillary Clinton, as I mentioned, on the campaign trail. Thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight. So I mentioned Trump, his wife, the nude photos, the X-rated photos of Melania Trump, and what was being said about that, his criticism of the Muslim captain and what happened in the Democratic convention. So, you know, talking about his sacrifices, responding to the Muslim war hero's father, and that kind of it blew up on him. And then Hillary Clinton and the hack. Oh, this was a huge story. Isn't every story huge? This was a huge story as to whether or not the Russians got a hold of top secret information, basically, is the back way around this. The computer systems used by the Clinton campaign, they say, are said to be hacked by the Russians. So they hacked into the DNC computers, and then, you know, the rest is history. This could only happen. This is like wag the tail, you know, wag the dog. It's crazy. The more specifically, in talking about Hillary Clinton, the computers, like I said, used by the presidential campaign were hacked in what appears to be the Russians. A spokesperson for the Congressional Committee is saying that they discovered the breach, they took action, they engaged with CrowdStrike, which is a forensic investigator. The attack on the Congressional Committee system has come from an unknown, or from an entity called Fancy Bear, connected to GRU, which is the Russian Military Intelligence Service, the same arm of Russia's intelligence operation, which was also implicated in the attack on the National Committee, blah, blah, blah. On Friday, the FBI said they were examining reports of cyber intrusion involving multiple political entities, but didn't identify the targets The Clinton campaign used the program that was hacked to analyze voter data, but didn't contain the Social Security numbers or credit card information. Wow, wow, and wow. And here we go. After the breach, WikiLeaks last week released 20,000 committee emails, many of them embarrassing to the Dems, which led to Debbie Wasserman Schultz resigning as the head of the DNC. The WikiLeaks founder, Julian Assange, has said that he hopes to harm Clinton's chances of winning the presidency because he opposes her. He said that he has more material about the campaign that he could release. So what other embarrassing pieces of information could come out next? Let's go to Dan in the great state of Texas. Hello, Dan.
I had to put my headphones down.
No worries.
Well, I'll tell you. Where did the Muslim religion start?
Are we going back to the Middle East?
Where did the Muslim religion start?
Go make your point.
All right. It started in Arabia.
Right.
And then it spread from one country to the next country. You know how they did that? First, they came in, they just needed a little place to stay. We're just peaceful, little religious people. We don't want to bother anybody until they became the majority. And then whoever was there prior to them disappeared from the face of the earth and became all Muslim. This happened with every country. They tried to do it in Spain, and they tried to move clear over into France. That was stopped at the battle there by a French emperor. And he put it down with the help of the Roman emperor's backing on finances from the Church of England, from the Church of Italy, the Catholic Church. They financed the revolt against the Muslims taking over, but they took over in Spain. And it took them 750 years to get them out of Spain. They didn't get out of there till the 1400s. Now, this is an ongoing thing in every single country in Europe right now. Muslims are not there as refugees. They are there as invaders, and they brought their women and their future children with them to drag down the economies of the people and to usurp the people's rights in their own countries until it's a Muslim country the same as all the other they've taken over. As far as this clown that lost this little boy, how about the people we lost at that little murderous bastard that killed all those servicemen in Fort Hood?
Mm.
All right? And how about all the other atrocities that happened to us, the Christians in this world, that are being perpetrated right now? How about the priest that just got his throat cut by a couple of good little Muslims? Kate, I'm telling you, you're going to have to wake up and see what's going on. We are under attack. We are at war with these people, and every damn one of them should be thrown out of our country and good riddance to bad rubbish. Thank you and goodbye.
Dan, also with the hard right turn on the Muslims, I'll say this again. I'll reemphasize what I've said in the past. Listen, I agree with Dan a lot of the time. I really do, because he calls things dramatically, but some of the time he is absolutely right. The problem is there are Muslim people who are not radicalized, who are not taking the Quran and mangling it and using it for their ridiculous, asinine, sickening, despicable moves that have happened across the world, whether it's ISIS or whether it's some other radicalized group. I absolutely agree. There should be no tolerance for that. And some of what I think goes against the grain when it comes to how we get information, what we should be looking at. But it's impossible to really, I think, and I get it, listen, because the descriptions keep coming up the same. But because it's easy to wrap yourself around big name celebrities, I'm going to say the Dr. Oz's, the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who gives tons of money back to people in communities and does so much, and he's so well-spoken and eloquent about the whole thing. He would agree with you, anybody radicalized, but he's a Muslim, and I mean, that's the problem. So how can you take all those people and lump them in? Because we're America. That would be like, you know, think of the Middle Ages. Think of what happened in England, the Catholics, the Protestants. Think of Ireland, the Catholic Protestant war. That's the problem with it. Religion is dangerous when you use it in that way. But I agree. I agree there's things that are lax in the country. The visa thing, for goodness sake, has been ridiculous. I can't imagine being a relative of anybody that was killed in San Bernardino, what that would feel like. I can't imagine that. You think of the most recent attacks. You think of what happened in France. You think of so many other incidents related to ISIS or some other group, and it is despicable. That is the best word I can think of, because there's others that I can't say on the air. But when we condemn everyone in the same group, he brings up Fort Hood, absolutely, 100% right. And here's the thing, there are people that saw red flags, they didn't say anything. So look what happens. It's outrageous, absolutely. But just to stamp everyone is the problem, that doesn't work, guys. They did it to Catholics, they did it to Protestants, they did it to all other religions. When I say they, whoever decided, let's get rid of this group. Let's label them. And that's the problem. I can honestly say you can't honestly say every Muslim is radicalized, wants to see the Western ways gone, wants to see only the people who are following the Quran left standing. I get it. I get that we keep coming back to the same deal. I do. And Saudi Arabia, to the point of Saudi Arabia, which we're hiding around Saudi Arabia, and I don't get that. Well, I do, because it has to do with relationships and money and everything else. But it's wrong. So Trump sparking more backlash on Muslims after he attacked the parents of the army captain who spoke at the Democratic convention. So you have people questioning whether Trump has the empathy, like I said. Questioning why the mourning mother, the Gold Star mother, Ghanzala Khan, stayed quiet during her husband's address on Thursday. So you have all kinds of Republicans who are releasing statements to soften the blow of what Donald Trump has said, because they don't want to be lumped into that. All right, hang with us. More odds and ends coming your way next.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Stepping in it, if you think he did. Hillary Clinton, way deep into it, this time again with servers. And Melania Trump nude on the, or inside the New York Post. And the NFL and presidential debates clashing on a Sunday and a Monday night game. The three presidential debates, so you know, are scheduled for September 26th, October 9th, and October 19th. Those are the 3 days for those presidential debates. I'm writing them right now on the inside of my palm so I do not forget. Do not forget. Of course, we'll have all of that here. And isn't it interesting when they chose to do them and the NFL is saying, don't blame us. They can certainly move these around. Why don't they move them around? Doesn't make any sense, right? I got to talk about something that is very, very important to me and something that I just started using, Synergy One. You know, I've talked about synergistic nutrition and what it's done for my life, because I am not a person who endorses easily. I'm not a person who takes very many things. As you know, I've done the Nutrisystem deal, and it's awesome. I love it, and it's great. And then this nutrition thing has, and what they've done with that, of course, is mixing in real food. So it's perfect because, you know, that's what people say. Well, what happens when you're not eating, you're eating real food? But the one thing that was also happening with me is I never took protein powder. I never took anything like that, but started working out and started and am getting in really, really good shape. but what about my energy? What about what's going on inside? I started to have stomach things that all of you, well, I shouldn't say all of you, but many of you have dealt with and actually written to me about. So I had Stephen Huer contact me and say, well, just try my stuff. And he kind of kept after me. I was like, kept after me. I did a little digging. I saw, so he had lots of problems. That's how he got into this. Oh, he's been doing this for over 20 plus years. Oh, okay, that's a little different. And then I started to like, I liked his story, and then I liked One World Way because it made a huge difference for me. I just had a crazy thing happen where I had to go and speak last week in Phoenix, Arizona, and I was on a Southwest flight, which really kind of messed up times with radio and stuff. I was on a Southwest flight, and as you know, the computer system crashed, messed up a bunch of flights. But I was a couple of days after that happened, and I was supposed to get on a flight, no problem. But it got canceled. That flight got canceled, and the next flight got canceled. And then before you know it, there was no choice but to get in a car and drive 20 hours. Can you imagine? Road trip, yikes. Now, I went through some of the cool places where many of you are listening to this show, some great places. Amarillo, Texas, where they have the Cadillac Ranch, and I was in, I can't even say it, Sedona, Arizona, which was amazing going through there, and Tucson, and Las Cruces, New Mexico, and El Paso, Texas, and too many other spots, too numerous to name. And, of course, Phoenix was the ultimate destination and then having to come back. Otherwise, I could have paid $6,000 to go from the East Coast to the West Coast and every place in between, which would have been absolutely, you know, ridiculous. So, luckily, One World Way and Synergy One were with me packed in my bag because, boy, did I ever need it since I never would have expected I was going to have this impromptu road trip that would be so long and crazy. And I can't say enough about it. I just swear by this stuff. Go to the website, americatonight.net. It's easy there because there's a link. People keep asking me for a link. Where's the link? Where's the link? And I can tell you to go directly to the website. But if you click on my website, it's pretty easy to feed you there. Theirs is sgn80.com. And like I said, I was never more grateful for the fact that I had that packed because I needed it. I used it on the road. I was, you know, wide awake, great, doing well. And I don't know that I would have been so good. You can only drink so much coffee and make so many of those golden arches stops to grab that Joe and keep moving down the highway, especially when you're talking about pretty much straight, getting out to stretch legs occasionally, but just hauling it to make sure I get to the, you know, got to the final destination. So check it out. I really do swear by what he's done with this company and how that protein, especially that protein powder, makes me feel, but now also Synergy One too. A lot of those stomach problems that I was having, boom, 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 gone, gone, gone. And and a lot of the yeast problems I was having too, same thing. So sweet. As we motor through odds and ends, getting off of the election for a second here, because, you know, I don't want to be like that record that plays the same tune over and over again. Yes, the three presidential debates are huge. I've been talking about that forever. To me, that's the real showdown. What's going to happen? Does Donald Trump take off the gloves and go directly for the jugular with Hillary Clinton, vice versa? Saying nasty things in front of your own people is one thing. The way you manipulate it on the stage in a presidential debate is completely different. I mean, it's just completely different. But here's a couple of, like I say, odds and ends that popped up on my radar screen. You know, when we deal with weather, one of the things that, and I guess I saw this in driving across the country, but also in some of the places that I've lived, is, you know, lightning strikes. You get that heat lightning, and then you get lightning strikes. And I read just the saddest story about a five-year-old boy who died on Sunday afternoon. He was struck by lightning on the Outer Banks. Boy, and that's a beautiful area. I've spent some time on the Outer Banks. His family, they were vacationing when a storm started. They were getting everybody in the car, and boom, that quickly he was struck. They they say he just died from traumatic injuries. They went to the hospital, tried to resuscitate him, nothing. And I didn't realize this, but the information from the National Weather Service says that 23 to 48 people have died from lightning strikes annually in the U.S. I had a college friend when I went to Ohio University whose father and brother, he was an up-and-coming golfer, the brother, and the father was a good golfer, and they were out in Athens, Ohio, golfing, and lightning hit the green, and they both died. They were struck by lightning. It's just you see the lightning strikes, and you kind of scurry for cover quickly. I mean, this was obviously accidental. They were going for the car and got there. They were getting there, but what a horrible, horrible thing. And not to make this all doom and gloom, but this is the buzz in the backyard. So we go from that to a story that on many people's lists of things they want to do is, geez, take a hot air balloon ride. I noticed when I was in the desert, when I was in Phoenix, they have a lot of people that go up in balloons because in the morning I would see the balloons. They would be filling them up, of course, and then they'd be up in the skies. And there was a hot air balloon that crashed into power lines when it went down. So they're investigating it. The National Transportation Safety Board's investigating it, but that's what it looks like happened. The FBI found 14 electronic devices, including cameras. 16 people aboard the balloon, 15 passengers and the pilot were killed in the Saturday crash. I heard a little bit about that. I mean, just a little brief update somewhere. It's not clear what part of the balloon hit the line, but it's clear that that happened. So I mean, just how awful is that? Now these stories are coming in about the people that were in the balloon, and some of them were pretty young, some of them were, there was a couple that was they were newlyweds. But what a terrible, just a freak, terrible a thing to have happen when it's a really joyous thing to go up in a balloon to see what it's like from that point of view and do the whole hot air balloon thing. Unfortunately, it looks like a power line thing. And when you get into the power lines and balloons, you're going to lose every single time. So it's unclear what was going on as far as the recommended safety measures and, all of that. But they hold these tour flights. They give passengers a safety oversight, and then they go. And it seems pretty safe, but, they just had poor timing with the power line and couldn't maneuver probably the balloon away from it. I'm assuming, but we don't know that for sure. But that is heartbreaking to have that many people on the balloon, first of all, and to see it go down like that. Wow. Again, a sad, sad day for those families. In particular, you had some young people on the balloon, a lot of young people on the balloon, and then you had those poor newlyweds in their 30s who were there, and it's just one of those freak accidents. Because I certainly have seen lots of balloons in the sky, and they've been fine, and there is always that danger, however. Hang with us coming up. If you go to the movies this weekend, I know a lot of people were out there because yet another Bourne flick that was happening, and another Star Trek movie. We'll talk about it. Stay with us.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel ProBimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
And we certainly are. There are a couple of sequels, although more than sequels, that have come out. But successful, we'll call it successful series, a series of movies that have worked very, very well and just pack a punch at the box office. Because we are still in the summer season, this is the time when we see the tail end of those really good movies start to happen. Normally we do a cheap movie review, so it's fun to come back and look around. And I actually saw one of these movies. But first, here's Jason Bourne, the latest Bourne.
It's just been hacked. Could be worse than Snowden.
Facial recognition got a hit.
That's Jason Bourne. Why would it come back now?
Box office was pretty big. The Bourne films are always big. They're a series of action spy thrillers based on the main character Jason Bourne, who's Matt Damon, a CIA assassin who has extreme memory loss. This was a character that was created by author Robert Ludlum. So the latest Jason Bourne, boy, is the top movie in North America. It was over the weekend. So when you're the top movie, what does that mean? How much money did Jason Bourne bring in? I think last week, at the tail end of last week, I talked about Matt Damon being in this amazing shape that he just practically killed himself in the gym. But this is the first movie in 9 years to star Matt Damon in that role. And the return of Jason Bourne helped, you know, collect $60 million over the weekend, 50% more than the initial results for The Bourne Legacy, which was released in 2012 and starred Jeremy Renner. So, The Bourne Ultimatum. Think about that. In 2007, $80 million. But I still think this is pretty good with movie going being down a little bit. The fact that it finally returned and really won out in the box office race. Now, there was another movie that came out, Star Trek Beyond, which came in second at the box office. Here's a little snippet of that.
Unity is not your strength. It is a weakness.
I think you're underestimating humanity.
Hold on to something!
James T. Kirk, you could hear his voice mixed in there. And Star Trek Beyond took in $24 million, but if you count overseas, $105.7 million. That movie jumps up for Bourne, too, when you look at the overseas amount, which is always high, high, high. So both of those films, 1 and 2. I went to see the Star Trek movie, Star Trek Beyond, and I thought it was really good. I liked the main character. I thought the action was good. I thought the storyline was very, very good. So I'm going to give it a thumbs up. If you're a Star Trek person, you might want to see it on the big screen. I know that Patrick Eggdorf saw this movie too. What would you say?
I thought it was pretty good too. I enjoyed it. It's definitely a contrast from the first two installments of the revisited Star Trek series. A lot more fast-paced. It was directed by Justin Lin, who directed a few of the Fast and Furious movies, so it definitely had that fast-paced feel to it.
Yeah, and it was... Simon Pegg wrote it.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
Yeah, Simon Pegg wrote it, and he's Chekhov.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, it was barely 2 hours for the running time, and no, I still liked it. They introduced a lot more races that exist in the Star Trek universe, and I'd give it a thumbs up as well.
Yeah, so you would recommend people go and see it if they like that movie?
Yeah, definitely, because the first two installments, they're a little over 2 hours, 2.5 hours, and if you enjoy that kind of long, epic journey, then those are nice, but then you get this, you know, fresh take that's completely new storyline. It's nothing borrowed from a previous Star Trek story.
Yeah, I think so, too. I like the storyline. It was fresh. It was new. I agree with everything you said there, and I would say put it on your list. If you can't go to the theater and see it and you like Star Trek, then wait till it comes out and streams, but it's well worth it. Definitely well worth it. And you have the same cast, you know, you have a lot of the same cast that are back. There's a little tribute, a little wink, they call it, if you will, to what's his name? Oh, I'll think of it in a second. The guy who played Spock. How can I not think of his name right
Leonard
now?
Leonard Nimoy.
Yes, Leonard Nimoy, thank you. Because he died in the time of this last movie and this one coming out, and he was so brilliant as Spock, you know, that character in Star Trek. He played him to a T, so there is that, and it's, I don't know, I thought it was really, really good. It was a good release. I think it's going to end up doing pretty well at the box office for sure, but that's it for the movie reviews. We'll do them again at the tail end of the week and talk about, if you go to the movies, send me your cheap movie review and I'll send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field or Invade the Man Cave, whichever one, you know, that whichever one it is that you want, you shall receive. How's that? But and then there are others too. Trust me, you don't want to leave some of the other bigger movies out, but you might have missed the movies and not been back. you could put both of those easily on your list, or you could just wait till they come out and stream. Depends on your pleasure. If you go to the movies and you're not comfortable, then it's not pleasurable. If you go to the movies and you're really comfortable, then that's really, really a good thing. Then you know that you chose wisely, my friends, because there is so many movies out. Let's face it. There is a ton of movies out that you maybe you want to see, or maybe you can only pick out one or two. And those two would be two of the really best ones to go in, especially with family, to put on a must-see. And probably Star Trek would be right up there is what I'm thinking. Star Trek, and then, well, Jason Bourne might be before that. That's probably Jason Bourne. If you put him neck and neck, Jason Bourne would be huge. I mean, absolutely huge. Just a couple of moments left here at the tail end of this show, and it's interesting how we weave in a few different directions. But the fact that when we look at movies and we look at the movie business and we look at where we are in this country and we talk about presidential debates, you know what's on the minds of so many people. They are glued to this stuff, and they were glued to either convention or both because they're trying to make up their mind in what direction they're going to go. And John Kasich, who is the governor of Ohio, tweeted this out. He said, there's only one way to talk about Gold Star parents with honor and respect. Captain Khan is a hero. Together we should pray for his family. Talking about the flap over Muslims and what we should do. And remember, he initially said, just take them all across the border and we don't let them back in. So he's sticking with that plan, but he's stepping into the middle of some bad, bad karma. Better to extrapolate than have to throw it all out there. Hey, 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 it's about you, and the guy in the back that's super tall. Thanks for listening to America Tonight.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.